What is going on, my podcast family? Welcome back to another episode of the Knowing is Knowing podcast. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you all tuning in. I get it. It has been a couple weeks. It has been a crazy couple weeks, but I would love to stay consistent with my work, my journey. This is not how I expected this year to go, but you know, holding myself accountable in regards, man. Did a little slipping, but we came right back. We back at it. I'm excited to be back. Hope you all are having a fantastic week so far, man. Hope you all have been having a fantastic couple of weeks. Let's just start there. Fantastic couple of weeks, man. What's been going on? You know, what's been going on with me? What's been going on with life? Life has been life, man, as always. A lot of transition is happening right now in my life. A lot of unexpected transition is happening. I'll explain that in the next couple episodes to come, but I am in a interesting space, a very happy, exciting new space, very thrilled to embrace this new unknown that I'm going to experience. And I think that's the biggest thing that I'm learning in this whole journey of life, man. This knowing is always about is expressing the new, expressing the in-depth things. And you know, I've said it before, and I guess it's not an issue to repeat it again. You know, when you make plans in life, oftentimes they do not go the way that you see them going, and because of that, you have to learn to adjust. And I would say that's probably the biggest indicators on being successful is the ability to adjust to things when they throw a wrench in your actual plans in life. And when it happens, you kind of have two choices. You can kind of embrace it for what it is, or you can shy away from it. And I'm learning, you just have to embrace it. You have to embrace the unknown. You have to embrace the unknown simply because you don't know what is going to happen next. Sometimes that next step ends up being the best step that's going to help propel you and move forward in life in a very unexpected way. And that is the place that I am in today. So that's what today's episode is about, is embracing the unknown. I think a lot of our life, we would love to control what it is that we want to do. We would love to control every tidbit, every step, every time marker, every key moment in the way that we see is fit. And oftentimes, like anything else, when you make plans, God will laugh at you and tell you, hey, it's probably not going to happen that way. And it's not a success indicator. I'm sorry. It's not a guide to that roadmap. It is understanding that you have to have an immense amount of faith. You have to have belief in yourself. You have to have people around you that are going to believe in you as well. That'll help you get to that next place. And that's, again, that is the beauty in all of that. I recently just had a conversation on my way back to Chicago with a lady who essentially opened up my eyes. And I think it's really interesting when you have very random conversations. Like, you know, when you're traveling somewhere and somebody's sitting next to you, and, you know, especially if the place that you're traveling to, it wasn't already crowded, you're like, dang, like, this person sitting next to me, I could have my own seat. But I was very touched by person, what she shared. She shared, you know, losing not only a husband of 37 years, but recently losing her mom, being in remission of breast cancer, all happening simultaneously. And she had such a positive aura about her that I think the average person, when you think of all those hardships, would have lost it. I mean, think about it. You know, grief is something that a lot of us necessarily don't talk about, but when it hits us, man, it hits us like a ton of bricks, and everybody's experience with grief looks totally different. And I had the opportunity to ask her, like, how do you have such a positive attitude? And she's like, well, I kind of have no choice, you know, in a sense of I'm still given the opportunity to be here every single day, and I have to make the best out of that opportunity. Not once did I imagine all these things to happen, not to lose the love of my life after so many years, to lose my mother, and then also to be struggling with breast cancer. And it really just opened up my eyes to the simple fact of, I'm sure like anybody else, she had this clear-cut plan on, you know, retiring at a certain age and being with a loved one for, you know, till their hair turned gray and all those things that we think are going to happen. And when we're faced with adversity, we are simply hit with a nuance of choices to make. And it was just really touching to be inspired by somebody that was so random, and I think was just perfectly timed. And I was sharing to her my situation where I was at, my head was at, what my experiences was. And she kind of laughed. She's like, you know, I used to stress about things like that. And then you realize that those things aren't really worth stressing about, because it all ends up working out one way or the other. Regardless if you had it in your mind it's going to work out that way, it ends up working out in the best of your regards. It's always how you look at it. It's your approach. It's your way of going about it. And that really just stood out to me. And so this episode was meant to be short. It's just a reminder to just embrace everything that comes this way, you know, good, bad, and ugly, to never give up on the things that are important to you, and to never lose hope and faith on the things that help, that you think are meant for you in your life. And you'd be surprised how it can help you go tenfold. You'd be surprised the levels and steps you can take once you take that leap of faith. So if you're out there, you're struggling, trying to take that step, embrace that unknown, don't be afraid to do it. Enjoy it for what it is. It's terrifying. When I moved here to Chicago last year, it was terrifying. I didn't have much of anything. I got out of a bad situation, and I am now here. And to now take another step away from here is something that I'm truly proud to say, that I'm glad that this was one of my stops in the journey, and I'm super excited to see what's the next steps for me moving forward. So that being said, I appreciate you all. I love you all. Continue to believe in yourself, continue to pray for people around you, continue to love people who love you, and continue to forgive people who have hurt you in the past. So I will see you next time. Until next time, peace.